USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump is calling his criminal indictment a travesty of justice.
The ridiculous and baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power in the history of our country. Many people have said that. Democrats have even said it.
Trump's remarks at the state GOP convention in Georgia come a day after the Justice Department unsealed a 37-count indictment against him. He'll also make a campaign stop in North Carolina this evening. Saudi Arabia and the United States are announcing a 24-hour ceasefire between the Sudanese armed forces and rapid support forces. According to a statement from the Saudi Foreign Ministry, that ceasefire began this morning. Ted Kaczynski, known as the Unabomber, was found dead in his prison cell today at the age of 81. He had been moved to a medical facility in North Carolina in December of 2021 due to his failing health. Here's former FBI Special Agent Clint Watts.
They actually allowed the media to print his manifesto, and that is what broke the case open, because his brother, Kaczynski's brother, was the one that read the manifesto and recognized the writing. So it was a remarkable investigative step.
Kaczynski evaded capture for nearly 20 years. His 16 bombings resulted in 3 deaths and a number of injuries before he was arrested in 1996. President Biden addressed the largest pride celebration ever held at the White House today.
You are loved. You are heard. You are understood. And you belong.
He commended the LGBTQ community for their bravery and their inspiring impact on the world. The NHL's Stanley Cup Final Game 4 is tonight. The Florida Panthers host the Vegas Golden Knights. Florida won Game 3, making it a 2-game-to-1 series with Vegas still in the lead. Tonight's game is at 8 p.m. Eastern. This is USA News.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells, it eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Two top lawyers for former President Trump, Jim Trustee and John Ralley, have resigned. Their resignations came after it was announced that Trump was being indicted for alleged mishandling of classified documents. In a statement, the attorneys declared that they would no longer represent Trump in the indicted case or the January 6th investigation. 4 children who went missing last month after their plane crashed in the Amazon jungle have been found alive. Colombia's President Gustavo Petro tweeted the news and shared photos of the children with the rescue team. The indigenous children, ages 13, 9, 4, and an infant, were the only survivors of a plane that crashed in the Colombian jungle on May 1st. Pope Francis is recovering from surgery, but he will remain in the hospital through all of next week.
Doctors advise the 86-year-old Pope not to deliver his Sunday blessing from a hospital balcony tomorrow to avoid strain on his abdominal walls. Francis underwent a 3-hour surgery in Rome on Wednesday to repair an abdominal hernia. Back in 2021, after the Pope's last surgery, he was able to stand and deliver his blessing from the balcony at the same hospital, but that was after 7 days of recovery. I'm Brad Siegel.
The stage is set for the Belmont Stakes today as the air quality in New York has improved. The final leg of horse racing's Triple Crown will take place at Belmont Park on Long Island. 9 horses will be competing and what's been called the test of the champion. And the Mega Millions jackpot's getting bigger. Tuesday's drawing worth $260 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.